Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chan Beeman and wrestlers Jaden Gargano and Jace Goodell. The Humboldt Wildcats boys wrestling squad enters the final day of the state tournament this morning, with the wrestlers in placement matches in Gargano at 126 and Goodell at 152. I caught up with Coach Beeman after Friday's matches to discuss the performance by the Wildcats through the first 3 days.
Super happy for those guys. They're still moving ahead and get a wrestle in the consolation semis to Kyler. He had his opportunities and got behind on that early takedown and near fall after he had the single secured, and after that kid broke out of it and then got that 4-point move, then he's trying to play catch up, and so that made it difficult for him. But no, very, very happy for the guys moving on. They wrestled really, really solid today. They were relaxed, confident, and it just shows they're moving on.
And Gargano able to battle back through the consolation side, had a lot of wrestling to go through, and he's now, you know, has a chance either fifth or third place matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so with this new bracket format, I think he's now had to win. I think he's won 5 matches so far in the tournament. So you didn't have to do that before, but with this new bracket format, now just to come back in place once you've lost in those early rounds, like I said, he's had to win 5 matches so far just to be in this position. And gets 2 more. They'll be excited for it. They're going to get a little bit of a workout here in a little bit so they can have a nice dinner tonight and one more weigh-in and get after it again tomorrow.
And then on top of it, Jace Goodell, they're able to bounce back after getting to the consolation side there with that reversal late to get himself into that final match where he was able to take care of business now.
Yep, Yankovic, he was super tough on top. You know, from when we got to scout him, he's excellent on tilts and getting to 2-on-1. Like wrist control, and so it took, I mean, honestly, it took a whole period to actually earn that reversal, but he had to fight those ties and keep hand fighting underneath there, and eventually got Yankovic just a little bit too high and was able to, I think there were, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 different times during that third period that Jace tried to swim out of those legs, and I mean, he was just super stingy on top and tough to break loose, and I mean, I think just we eventually wore him out, and we got that swim through technique and got the reversal there late and hung on for the ride.
Just overall here, you have 2 wrestlers going in to the final day. What does this say about the program, sending 2 guys to have a chance to place here?
You know, those guys have put in a lot of time. It's nice to see seniors getting rewarded with a medal. You know, obviously when we brought all 5 of these guys down here, I mean, that was our goal. We wanted all 5 of those guys to medal. But, you know, this is one of the toughest tournaments in the nation. It's just a nice reward for all of the hard work that they put into our program and just for themselves, and we're proud of them and super excited for a great finish tomorrow.
And I just want to get your thoughts on this new tournament format this year.
4 days is probably too long. You know, it's kind of nice that, this year we ended up with the schedule where, you know, we get to start a little bit later in the morning. You know, you finish up early enough to where you can actually go eat dinner. The other 2 sessions, they're a little bit demanding as far as like 3A. They don't get done until 10 o'clock each night. By then, restaurants are closed. And with the 1A session, I mean, they're weighing in at 7 o'clock in the morning and starting at 9, and then you got a long afternoon. But I don't know. I really hope that we can get this changed to where we can condense this down to where we're back to a 3-day format. I don't know if that's going to mean that we have to go back and limit our qualifiers to 16 again, but I hope that that's not the case. I like the opportunity for the 24 qualifiers. I was kind of going through the brackets last night, and just in the, I think in each class, 1A, 2A, and 3A, within the blood round, the round of 12, there were, I think, 11 wrestlers in 3A that were seated 17 through 24 that were still alive. There were 11 in 2A and there were 13 in 1A. So, I mean, there were still quality kids that were seated 17 to 24 that were still in that blood round yet today. So, I mean, it shows that we're getting, I think, the right kids here, even if even if we did expand the field a little bit.
Well, appreciate it, Coach, and best of luck tomorrow with the two guys back on the floor tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Humboldt head coach Chad Beeman. The two wrestlers for Humboldt, Gargano at 126 and Goodell at 152, were both filled with emotion after their victories, but are still focused on the task ahead. The senior Gargano on his win.
Feels really good. I'm feeling really good right now, and job's not finished yet. Me and Jason are going to go get third.
And the win against Morgan, had lost to him a few times here this year. You're looking to finally get that win and take me through a victory.
I've lost to him three times so far this year. I know the coaches believe in me, so I believe in myself. There's no one else I'd rather have in my corner than those guys right there. And they got me really confident right now. Luke had me drilling a shot all week, getting me ready for that match. Been talking to me about it, and I hit it right off the bat twice. And so I got an early lead and just won after that.
And on top of it, you know, you had to wrestle through the consolation. Just tell me about how challenging it was to be able to have to battle through that here at the state level.
Again, yeah, that comes to the coaches right there. They always tell us to take it one match at a time, focus on the first one, and then get to the next after that. And just kept wrestling hard, giving it everything. It's my senior year, not leaving anything out there. So, yeah.
Well, best of luck tomorrow. Appreciate it. You joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Goodell, also a senior, looks to cap off his career at Humboldt with a medal.
I knew the guy I was going up against was one of the best in the state, so I was really nervous, but I also was just trusting my abilities and had a game plan going in and was able to get it done, so it's a great feeling.
Now that late reversal there, talk me through that, how did you get the win?
I knew that I was in a position to score, but I was kind of just not really stalling, but playing it strategically so that I could get it out at the last second and just put it in a tight waist and just win the match, you know.
Get to the consolation side and to have to battle your way through to just tell me what the emotions are.
I guess losing to the one seed was tough, but you know, coming back and beating some quality guys on the backside is definitely exciting. So I'm happy where I've put myself in a position to do some damage tomorrow and excited.
Well, appreciate it, Jason. Best of luck.
Thank you.
The Wildcats will wrestle at 9 o'clock this morning. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.